Okay, let's talk cryptocurrency for a moment. If you follow Bitcoin, you know that it's taken a big plunge recently. After peaking about a month ago, Bitcoin has fallen by 50%. That's got a lot of investors freaking out. But let's be clear. If you bought one Bitcoin about 5 years ago at 13 bucks, you're not freaking out. You're sitting on well over 10 grand. Not a bad return. But market analysts have warned for a while that cryptocurrencies are experiencing a bubble, heading toward an inevitable burst. Hard to know really what's next for this virtual money, but we do know that the plummeting value has not deterred people around the world from investing for a whole lot of different reasons. The world's Lydia Emanuelidou has been speaking with one of them, and she joins me in the studio. So who are we going to hear from, Lydia?
So we'll be hearing from Jiwon Park. She is a young writer in Seoul, South Korea. Jiwon has been out of school for just about a year and a half. She managed to save up about $5,000. And recently she decided to invest a little more than half of that in Ether and Ripple. Those
right.
are two cryptocurrencies.
Ether and Ripple. So in South Korea, how big are cryptocurrencies generally?
They're big. So South Korea is the world's third largest market when we're talking about Bitcoin trading. But when you talk about other cryptocurrencies like Ether, for example, South Korea is the largest market. And a lot of the people investing in cryptocurrencies in South Korea, actually more than half of them, are believed to be in their 20s and 30s.
So what's driving this popularity of cryptocurrencies among the younger generation?
Well, that's why I called Jiwon Park. She wrote a piece recently for the magazine where she works. It's titled, I'm a 24-year-old South Korean and my hopes are in cryptocurrency.
I think to talk about South Koreans' interest in cryptocurrency, we first need to address our economic situation, especially for young adults. So almost one out of 10 young adults in South Korea are jobless. And then with our stagnant growth and current salary, it's just not enough to sustain our lives here. And I think that's why a lot of young adults are getting into cryptocurrency trading.
Yeah, and in your piece, you write, quote, people in their 20s and 30s account for more than half of all cryptocurrency investors in South Korea. I'm one of them, and I made my choice because my future in South Korea seems so bleak. Can you explain that a little bit? Because you got a college education, you now have a job. Why do you feel that your future is so bleak?
Well, it's just so bleak in terms of the salary I'm getting. And then I was thinking about grad school. I was thinking about, you know, potentially getting a house, and that's possible only through a loan. But now with cryptocurrency, I could potentially, you know, make some money for myself to further my education and potentially, you know, if I get lucky to get a house. So cryptocurrency for now, as it seems, is a ray of sunshine for me.
But some would say it's really risky business. I mean, there's the volatility of the market. And then specifically in South Korea, there's been talk of officials regulating, even shutting down cryptocurrency exchanges. Does that make you nervous? I mean, does it scare you?
It does scare a lot of young adults, including myself, because we've, you know, put our savings into the market. For now, I'm just hoping for the best. I just hope they don't shut it down.
I'm wondering how older South Koreans are looking at this. What have you heard from your parents, your grandparents, older people in your life about how they see this?
I think older adults, they are puzzled by this trend. And one of my senior colleagues, he said, I am being greedy. Because some of the traditional view in Korea is they think that millennials are being greedy and we just want to make a fast, quick cash. I don't think that's the case. I just think that traditional way of accumulating wealth in Korea just takes such a long time. Cryptocurrency is helping young adults to potentially achieve what they want to do in life.
Back in our studios here in Boston with the world's Lydia Emanuelidou. You know, I was just listening to another report, Lydia, by our colleagues at the BBC about how millennials around the world, not just South Korea, are seeing virtual currencies as a way to make money.
Well, I think at the beginning, when we first started hearing about cryptocurrencies, a lot of people were really excited about the anonymity, the practical use of virtual currencies. But I think it's now evolved into a way, as we heard from Jiwon, to make money.
The world's Lydia Emanuelidou, thanks very much for this.
Thank you.